This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
If your Google rankings feel like a roller coaster, you know, spiking one month, then crashing the next, leaving leads, conversions, revenue completely in limbo, well, you are absolutely not alone.
Mm-hmm. It's a really common frustration.
Yeah. And that instability isn't just frustrating, is it? I mean, it directly hits your bottom line.
Exactly. Predictability is key for growth.
Right. So you want to grow sustainably. And that really means understanding why these SEO fluctuations happen and, crucially, how to kind of get off that wild ride. We need a proactive, data-driven approach, something that ensures consistent visibility for the keywords that actually matter most to your business.
Yeah, finding that stability.
Okay, let's unpack this then.
So to start, maybe let's really understand what causes these rankings to bounce around so much before we jump into fixes, you know.
Good idea. Where do we begin?
Well, a major factor, probably the one everyone talks about first, is Google algorithm updates.
Ah, yes, the famous updates.
Right. These core updates can fundamentally shift the whole landscape, sometimes overnight, if your site isn't quite aligned with their evolving best practices.
It's amazing how quickly things can change there.
It really is. And what's fascinating here is how even small tweaks from Google can ripple right through the rankings. Then there's also competitor activity.
Right. What others are doing.
Exactly. When your competitors suddenly ramp up their content, maybe build a load of new backlinks, well, your rankings can easily drop if you're not keeping pace. It's sort of a constant game of move and counter-move.
So it's not always something you did wrong, necessarily, but maybe what others are doing right or, you know, just differently.
That's a really important point.
But beyond those, like, external market forces, what about the silent killers? The things that often go unnoticed within a business's own website?
Ah, that's a great question. Because often, yeah, the issues are closer to home. Technical SEO issues are huge.
Like what specifically?
Things like broken links just piling up, site speed problems making pages slow to load, or even crawl errors that stop Google from properly seeing your content. They can really sabotage your rankings without any obvious warning signs.
Sneaky problems.
Very sneaky. It reminds me of the time I thought my car was running perfectly, only to find out a tiny, easily fixable sensor was slowly draining my fuel efficiency. Technical SEO issues can be just like that, kind of hidden until they really start to hurt.
That's a good analogy.
Another big one is low-quality content. Maybe content that's become outdated or it just doesn't satisfy what users are actually searching for anymore. Search intent can change.
Right. So Google might just push it down in favor of fresher, more relevant pages from somewhere else?
Precisely. The internet moves incredibly fast, and what was super relevant last year might, frankly, be stale today.
That's a crucial distinction, then. It's not just about having content. It's ensuring it stays relevant and useful over time. What else contributes to this instability?
Well, finally, there's backlink volatility. This is about your site's authority signal.
How so?
Losing high-quality backlinks, you know, links from respected sites, that hurts. Or, on the flip side, suddenly gaining a bunch of spammy, low-quality links. That can also signal instability to search engines.
So it works both ways. Losing good ones is bad. Gaining bad ones is also bad.
Exactly. It's a clear indicator of changes in your site's authority, and Google pays very close attention to who is vouching for your content online.
Okay, that paints a really clear picture of why it all happens. Now let's get to the critical part. How do we actually stabilize this roller coaster?
Right, the solutions.
Yeah, here's where it gets really interesting, because we're talking about proven tactics for hopefully long-term stability.
Okay, the first proactive strategy, and it's really foundational, is to audit regularly and adjust proactively.
Regular audits. Sounds important.
It is. And while everyone talks about SEO audits, the true deep dive insight here is that proactive quarterly audits aren't just about finding existing problems. They're about spotting subtle shifts before they snowball into catastrophic ranking drops.
Ah, so it's preventative.
Exactly. It's the difference between, like, emergency room visits for your website and consistent preventative care for your online visibility.
Makes sense. What should you look for in these audits?
You need to consistently look for technical errors, those slow loading pages we mentioned, duplicate content issues, and underperforming keywords, things that are maybe starting to slip.
Because SEO is definitely not a set it and forget it kind of tactic, right?
Not at all. You need tools too. Things like Google Search Console, Ahrefs, or SEMrush can help you spot ranking drops quickly, hopefully before they really impact your leads or sales pipeline.
So it's about anticipating the bumps, not just reacting after you've hit them. That set it and forget it mentality is tempting, though, especially with content. What's the real cost of letting those top performing pages just sit there and become stagnant?
That leads us perfectly into the second tactic, creating evergreen content with ongoing updates.
Evergreen content sounds good, but what's the catch?
Well, publishing great evergreen content is really only half the battle. The real aha moment isn't just about creating timeless pieces. It's understanding that Google increasingly rewards fresh relevance over just static perfection.
Fresh relevance. I like that.
A regularly pruned, sort of living page that adapts to shifting user intent will pretty consistently outperform a perfectly written but, you know, untouched masterpiece from 2 years ago.
So you absolutely need to revisit and update those key pages regularly, especially the ones driving traffic.
Yes, exactly. Search intent shifts over time, so you should be refreshing blog posts, service pages, maybe with new stats, updated internal links, better answers to user queries, whatever it takes to maintain those rankings for the long haul.
That's a powerful way to put it, fresh relevance over static perfection.
Oh.
Okay, now, if we're trying to build a resilient online presence, should we be putting all our keyword eggs in one basket, relying on just a few big ones?
Oh, definitely not. That's risky. You really need to diversify your keyword portfolio. Don't rely solely on a few, like, trophy keywords for all your traffic. The core insight here is that diversity isn't just about having more keywords. It's about building a robust safety net against algorithm changes and competitor surges.
A safety net? How does that work in practice?
Well, you mix in long-tail keywords, those more specific phrases, mid-tail keywords, and maybe localized keywords if that applies to your business. This creates a stronger foundation.
Can you give an example?
Sure. Let's say you only rank for IT Services Dallas. That's great, but one algorithm tweak focused on that term could potentially wipe out your visibility.
Ouch.
Yeah. Instead, you should broaden out to terms like maybe IT Security Consulting Dallas or Cloud Migration Help for B2B companies.
It spreads your traffic sources across multiple different search result pages. It helps you maintain rankings or at least some traffic, even during those big algorithm shakeups. A robust portfolio for resilience, that makes absolute sense. But what's the biggest mistake businesses make when trying to diversify? Is there such a thing as too much diversification, or maybe focusing on keywords that just don't convert?
That's a really critical question. The mistake isn't usually too much diversification itself, but rather diversifying into keywords that are irrelevant or have very low purchase intent, you know, attracting traffic that doesn't actually helps the business.
So it's about smart diversification.
Exactly. Finding those niches where your content truly adds value and where users are actively looking for the solutions you offer. On a related note, let's maybe talk about building authority.
Okay, how does building authority fit into this picture of stability?
That's where strengthening your backlink profile comes in. Consistent, high-quality link building is a cornerstone of SEO stability.
Right. Backlinks are still crucial.
They absolutely are. But it's often neglected because, well, it requires genuine effort and sometimes relationship building. It's not just about the quantity of links. It's much more about the quality and the relevance of those links.
So fewer great links are better than tons of mediocre ones.
Generally, yes. The real deep dive here is that it's almost like curating your online reputation. You're actively seeking good endorsements, good links, and proactively distancing yourself from bad ones.
How do you get those good endorsements?
Focus on acquiring links from reputable, relevant websites within your industry. Things like guest posting on respected blogs, appearing on relevant podcasts, maybe creating original data studies that others want to cite. Those are all smart ways to earn links that genuinely boost your authority.
And distancing yourself from bad ones.
Right. At the same time, it's crucial to disavow any toxic backlinks that could be silently harming your rankings in the background. You have to keep an eye on who's linking to you.
So it's about actively managing your online reputation, both proactively earning the good stuff and defensively cleaning up the bad stuff.
Okay, speaking of other businesses, what about our competitors? You mentioned watching them. Are we just trying to beat them at their own game?
Not at all, actually. It's more nuanced. It's about monitoring competitors without imitating them. Okay, what's the difference?
Well, their movements in search results, what they rank for, how they do it, they can offer valuable insights. But you shouldn't blindly chase every single change they make or try to copy everything they do.
Because what works for them might not work for you.
Exactly. The key takeaway here is to use competitor intelligence to sharpen your unique edge, not to become some pale imitation.
So what should we watch for specifically?
look at the keywords they're targeting, see what type of content seems to rank well for those terms, and maybe try to figure out where their best backlinks are coming from.
And then?
Then, you use that intelligence to refine your own strategy. Focus on your ideal customers, your content strengths, not just copying someone else's playbook. This mindset shift really helps maintain rankings because you stay focused on your unique value proposition.
That's a great distinction. It's about informing your strategy, not just duplicating theirs. Okay, shifting gears slightly. What about something that might sound incredibly basic, but you hinted earlier often causes huge problems?
You're absolutely right to bring that up. Implementing stronger on-page SEO practices. It sounds basic, I know.
Yeah, like SEO 101.
It kind of is. But honestly, so many SEO issues really do stem from poorly optimized pages. The insight here is that consistency in these fundamental areas, page by page, signals deep relevance and quality to Google. And those are two key factors in stabilizing rankings long term.
It's like building a house, right? If the foundation is shaky.
Exactly. No matter how good the paint job looks, the structure won't hold up.
So what are those core guidelines we need to nail down on every page?
Okay, think. One clear target keyword per page. Meta titles and descriptions written not just for keywords, but to actually convert clicks. Good internal linking to related service pages or blog content. Structuring headings properly with H1, H2, H3 tags for easy scanning by users in Google. And of course, mobile optimization and fast page speed are non-negotiable now.
Consistency across the board on those fundamentals. Makes sense. And finally, for those listeners who find all this, frankly, a bit overwhelming and maybe need a guiding hand through these complex waters.
Yes, that's a very real scenario. Working with a transparent SEO partner can make all the difference.
Especially if they've had bad experiences before.
Absolutely. Too many business owners have unfortunately been burned by, let's say, vague reporting and shallow SEO tactics that don't deliver real results.
So what should you look for in a good partner?
If you're serious about fixing SEO fluctuations and maintaining rankings consistently, look for a partner who offers clarity, data, and a strategy that makes sense for your business.
What does that look like in practice?
Well, the deep dive here is understanding that a good SEO partner isn't just delivering reports filled with jargon. They should be tracking real business outcomes, leads, sales, relevant traffic, mm-hmm. not just vanity metrics like rankings or overall traffic.
Adapting.
Yes, and adapting their strategy. As your goals evolve and as the search landscape inevitably changes, they should explain their process clearly, provide detailed monthly reports that you actually understand, and fundamentally, build trust. It takes the guesswork out of it.
What a fantastic deep dive into understanding and, more importantly, actually tackling these SEO fluctuations. It's really clear that SEO is a long-term game, isn't it?
It absolutely is. No quick fixes.
But that doesn't mean you have to just accept unpredictable results. By proactively auditing, consistently updating your content, strengthening that backlink profile, refining your keyword approach, and making sure your foundational on-page SEO is solid, you really can fix these fluctuations and maintain rankings that consistently support lead generation and ultimately business growth.
That's the goal. And what's fascinating here is, as we talk about fixing fluctuations, is that maybe the true secret to long-term stability isn't fixing in the sense of making it static, but actually embracing constant motion, adapting.
Interesting thought.
Which raises an important question, I think, for everyone listening. In this continually evolving digital landscape, what continuous learning or adaptation are you prioritizing to ensure your SEO efforts are not just fixed for now, but truly resilient for the future?
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.